Corryong and Omeo 15. It's 3 degrees at the moment, 21 to 8.
Louisa and Kevin locals, just like your local Telstra stores, Wodonga Plaza and Dean Street, Albury. 105.7 The River.
So yesterday when I first woke up, I saw this story out of the US above Houston in Texas that there was this unexplained flying object, unidentified flying object.
Yeah, UFO. Sighted, filmed.
Multiple sightings, multiple different camera angles, video footage,
lots
and all
of
the rest.
Lights.
And, of course, there's NASA based out of Houston, so everyone's like, oh, maybe it's a NASA thing, and you know, all the ideas are floating around. But it got us talking about UFO sightings and all sorts of different
which
stuff.
Which we love to talk about, because I'm a fairly strong believer in the possibility that there would be extraterrestrial life and that there are UFOs. I just think it can't just be us. We're not that smart. So that's the way I kind of look at it. I haven't had any of those sort of experiences myself, but you have.
I've seen UFOs on multiple occasions, but the whole alien, you know, shaped like ET thing, I'm not really getting that. It seems a bit far-fetched. But I could be wrong.
Only because they haven't come and said hello to you.
Exactly. But we turn to Peter Maxwell Slattery. How are you this morning, mate?
Good, mate. Thanks for having me.
No, thanks for giving us some time. Because we came across you doing a little bit of YouTube research yesterday. We came across an interview with you and also then tracked you down through Facebook and websites and all the rest as well. You've actually written books on... what do you call it? Is it like the...
Well, the unexplained phenomena, haven't you?
One of them goes into is called the History of Man and Alien Civilization, and the other four go into my actual personal experiences since I was a young kid. The latest one just came out in the last couple of months called Breaking Free, which is available on Amazon, iTunes, books, and Barnes & Noble and many other places,
So talk us through it. So you're 12 years old, you've had an experience or something, and that continues until how recently?
Up to this day. Actually, last two nights I've had sightings here in Albury with two nights ago there was one witness, and last night there was two witnesses to multiple sightings. So this is going on right now. Actually, I was living in Queensland up until this time last week, and we've had that many people come visit on the property that I was at, and I've got lots of footage. You can go to petermaxwellslattery.com. We do use satellite trackers and a lot of that, and, you know, it's not satellites that I'm getting. They're changing shape, they're changing direction. There is footage of stuff out there too where, you know, they go from three balls of light, form into one, unexplainable stuff.
That's sort of what you saw, isn't it?
Yeah.
Explain yours, Kevin, and you mentioned it yesterday, but it's a really good one.
So I was driving along, we're heading north on Young Street near Scott's school. This is probably about over a decade ago. And there was three lights in a diagonal line, right? And they were pretty well evenly spaced. And what I actually thought it was some sort of like hose drying rig or something in beyond the North Albury or the Albury Fire Station. And I thought, oh, that'd be just some clearance light so a plane doesn't hit it. And the middle one came out to form a triangle, so they're in a triangle. And eventually they all sort of swirled around. And then one disappeared. The other one, you know, hung around for a bit. Then it disappeared completely. And then the third one just slowly, it would have taken over half an hour to disappear. And it was like they all headed towards the Sydney sort of area, headed north.
Yeah.
But is that the sort of thing that you're talking about?
See similar stuff. I've seen stuff 1,000 foot above me that is undeniably something you'd see on Close Encounters. Because a lot of my sightings hadn't been... When I was 12, I did see from Dick Road looking towards Red Light Hill something 3 times the size of a football field. Now, the trippy thing about this type of thing is that I've been with people, and two or three of us are seeing the actual craft, all beings, and that's happened with me, and the rest of the people there do not see what we are seeing. And I will make sure I don't lead on what I'm seeing, so they can describe to me what they're seeing. Then I can know it's exactly what I'm seeing when they describe it.
So if you had 10 people there, three of you might see it.
Yeah, exactly. I've heard of stories on a field. It's East Seti Ranch in America. It's James Gilliland's place, and a lot of people around the world go there. And he's got mass stack of sighting. People that used to work for NASA, JPL, all these top places go there to try and debunk him. And they go, oh, I don't know what the hell you got, but we work on Black Ops, and this isn't Black Ops stuff. So they've been there, and they've had fields full of people, and a handful of people will see something,
and the rest won't. But I guess you'd have to say it's got to do with your mind being open to seeing or not seeing. I don't know.
There is a consciousness aspect to it.
Yeah, it's very interesting
stuff. Stick around,
stuff.
Peter. We're going to ask some more questions. It's Louisa and Kevin, 105.7 The River. Queen, part of the Border's greatest hits. Melissa and Kev on 105.7 The River at 7:14. We're joined by Peter Maxwell Slattery, who is what we'd call our local expert on UFOs.
Definitely.
Sightings. Other beings that aren't.
What do you call yourself, Peter?
What is your title?
I just use my name and that's it. I don't even know what it is that I do. So,
because obviously we've been chatting off air as well, and it's hard to you could talk for hours trying to explain it to us, and it doesn't like you can't give it a title really.
No.
Can you?
Well, you said you started seeing and experiencing this different sort of phenomenon when you were 12.
Yeah.
Did it coincide with any particular life event at the time? Had anything happened in your life?
No, and I didn't equate it to aliens or anything, but I started seeing beings between the ages of 8 and 12, which is the time I lived at my mum's house, and I'd wake up to these beings, this being standing over me with big almond-shaped wraparound eyes, and it was sort of like a whitish ash colour. And I used to put the sheets over my head hoping this darn thing would go away and there would be like flashes of light and lights out the window, but after some time that stopped and I just thought, I've got to be... I used to even see Kurt Cobain in my room and then see it as one of these beings. So I thought it was my mind or something.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah. And did you think maybe dreams or whatever? Because you feel... Sometimes in your dreams you think you're awake, but you're not.
I didn't think it was, but after some time when it stopped, I was going, it's got to be dreams. You know,
yeah.
There's nothing like this any reference for. And I didn't see anything like that for years. I did see stuff like Shadow Man and Ghosts and witness paranormal activity, which I now find out's tied in with this, but around 12 I had a sighting. 2004 I had another sighting, daytime sighting with a friend. Then 2010 I had 6 sightings in 2 weeks in the Albury area. Some of that's been recorded and is up on YouTube. And then since then, you know, I've got over 1,000 bits of videos and evidence out there with multiple witnesses.
So you travel around the world?
No.
You don't?
I interact with people around the world doing shows and interviews.
Oh, okay.
That's mainly what I do.
Yeah.
Besides the books, but I've you know, talked to people in the military, police officers, just around the Albury area itself. There's been that many people with high profiles that have come to me about experiences that they've got no one to tell.
So it seems like this area is quite a good area for sighting UFOs and unexplained phenomena, I suppose.
There is a lot of activity, but the thing that I've realised is it doesn't matter where I go, this stuff happens. It doesn't matter where I've been.
So it's happening, it just depends whether people can see it or not.
Well, that could be a part of it. I'm still trying to figure that out myself. Like we're saying, some people will see it, some people won't.
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff out there I don't think is just ET. I think a small percentage are ET, small percentage are interdimensional technology, which I think the ETs use as well. Some of these beings are living right beside us. Some of them are living...
You mean like Men in Black? Like aliens living amongst us?
Well, yeah, well, you know, people wonder why they got arms and legs. Well, you know, basically we're a mixture of them, which is I've had downloads from and interacted with these beings. They've basically said that to me, that we are them, a mixture of them. And that over time we're evolved into this and we're carrying on the project mating with one another while genetics is still going on. But that isn't just the whole gamut. When you look at the civilization, look at the variety of life we've got here on Earth. And we've got 100 billion stars in the Milky Way galaxy, around 300 billion planets, over 300 galaxies. So the Milky Way times it by 300 billion.
There's got to be more.
There's got to be more. So, and then that's just in one dimension, if you look at the string theory, so...
It's starting to blow my mind.
Yeah, I can
this
see.
This is what I mean. I'm trying not to go too much, because literally, I could talk weeks on this subject.
Yeah.
Because it is, you know, people think it's AET, and it's a lot more out there than what it is.
Yeah.
And some of this stuff we are seeing is government stuff. I've talked to people in the military that have come to me, and they've showed me papers and that to verify who
they
are.
So they're doing testing and that sort of stuff with different craft, is that what you mean?
Well, yeah, like you look at this stealth bomber, that was out in the 70s, and we didn't know about it till the 80s. So the stuff that's out there we're seeing now is pretty crappy to what they've actually got.
I need to ask, is everything a spaceship-like dish? Like, is every UFO traditionally...
No, because some of them are triangular. You've seen triangular-shaped
ones. And a lot of the triangular ones are reported to be military
craft.
But we don't know. At the same time, a small percentage I have seen are disc. A lot of the things I see are different coloured balls of light that will shapeshift. There's one video I've got out
there. You saw the balls of light.
Mm.
There's one I've got out there too, which is a disc. All of a sudden, the dome appears, and then two balls come out. This is broad daylight. And the balls start flying around the craft and then
go back.
Oh,
I've heard one of those before too.
So,
I've heard of people, I've had people tell me about sightings of that kind of stuff.
That's
I want to see one around here now.
Peter,
put the thought out
can we just throw this out there? Would you be happy to take a phone call from from a skeptic or from anyone that has a question. Would you be?
I just want to say I don't expect anyone to believe me because it took me ages to even believe what the hell I'm being saying. So I just want to put that out there.
If you want to have a chat to Peter, or
if you've got a question, or maybe you've seen something,
or something to share with,
give
13,
us a call.
13 27 10. Peter's here with us for the next 10 minutes or so. It's Louisa and Kev on the river.
5.7 The river weather.
For Indoor Spa.
Louisa and Kev on 105.7 The River. I promise Underworld Underneath the Radar was not planted in there because we have
It was just there.
Peter.
It just fit in so well. So Peter Slattery has joined us this morning. I guess we're going to call you our ET expert because you've obviously had a lot of experiences with, you know, UFOs and extraterrestrials and that kind of stuff. And thank you so much for coming and sharing your experience with us.
Yeah, thank you for the interest and thank you for having me on.
And the truth is out there.
It is out there. And if anyone wants to get hold of any more info about what you do and that sort of thing, PeterMaxwellSlattery.com.
That's it. Everything's
check
there.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Go and have a look. It's Louisa and Kev. News and sport for 8 o'clock next.
The foot is on the radio.